Dr. Lee.
Hey, Dr. Lee Estra from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I was just wondering if you ever found out what's the breakdown between the two companies for the new was a new Logic loan that you have?
Yes. Hold on, let me get it for you right now.
Okay, perfect.
Hold on. I'll take a picture of it.
Yeah, I didn't realize you guys were you had two separate entities for your like your tax return as two sole props.
Well, it's one sole prop, it's two locations, that's all. Okay, so for the Mentee.com location. Right?
Sorry, what was that?
For the Mentee.com location.
Mm-hmm.
The Mentee.com location allocation was $100,999.
Okay.
They pull out $186.18 per day.
Okay.
And then for Midtown Optometry, total amount was $66,525.
Okay.
And they pull out $122.16 per day.
Okay.
So
sounds good. So
$167,524.
Mm-hmm.
And then the end of the 36 months, we would have paid $244,585.04.
And 4 cents. Okay, perfect. So again, the Manteca location is 66,525, and the Midtown is $100,199.
I believe, hold on. I closed up the photo. The Antigua is $199.
Oh, okay. I switched it to around. Okay. Perfect. So I'll let the underwriters know that's the breakdown.
Okay. And then Chin Nguyen's not it. He was our old partner from years back.
I see.
Yeah, so he's not even in the picture at all. You know, we just Bank of America when my wife and him opened up the account, I had both their names on it under Manteca Foundry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So Chin Nguyen's not even in the picture at all.
Oh, I see. Okay, so he was like an old partner that doesn't even own any part of it anymore.
Exist.
Yeah.
No,
oh.
No.
Okay. And then Bank of America just doesn't want to take it off because.
Well, we're supposed to take it off, but then what it is that we would have to close our account and then open up a new one. And then what's pain is that we have to like then let all the vendors know and then all the bills pay, I'll make bill pay. And I was like, oh God.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that would be really annoying. You would have to change everything.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like,
you got to change all the automatic deductions too, all the account numbers. Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was like, screw that, I'm done. You know, just if any questions, just let you know what's up. So,
yeah.
Was there a third bullet item that you needed also too?
Third one was just to sign the application one more time, just for the Manteca location.
Oh yeah. Okay, got it.
And that's
can you forward it over to my wife, Dr. Leanne, her email address because. She's at home right now.
Okay.
It's a baby iDoc, BabyEyeDoc at Yahoo.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I will send it over to her, and then I'll just tell her what I need her to do then.
Just sign it at the bottom, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay, all right, cool. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. Okay, by the way, Gia.
Yeah.
How's the app look so far?
It looks good. Your sales are good. Credit, I forgot what the credit is.
Okay.
But, I mean, overall, it looks like a pretty healthy company. You know, both location has good sales. You have good, you know, merchant statements. And then once we are able to, now that we can separate the two, since for some reason, you know, from the tax return, it looks like it's two separate entity. The underwriters wanted to just submit it as two separate things for now, and then we go from there. But I'll be able to get you an answer probably It will probably have to be until after July 4th since the holidays coming up and they're all closed. Is that okay?
Okay. That's fine. Yeah. And also too, as you see at the consolidation part, just the minimum payments alone, I mean, that's a pretty significant amount. And so if we actually get a relationship with you guys pulling out, we would actually have better cash flow and then be able to pay it off and everything too. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
That's it.
Alrighty. Sounds good.
Cool.
So I'll send it
Thank you.
over to her, and then once I have
Okay.
any update, well, I will give you a call.
Cool. Thanks.
No problem. Bye-bye.